have heard of cases where, say, people on disability, this is people now, for example, that are under review.
Mm-hmm.
They wait for months, Greg. These people are maybe in need of an operation. I have one particular person, and I have no hesitation in saying, and it's with his permission as well, that even suffers from a disc missing in the back, needs to very, very, very urgent attention, has no medical care, is under review at the moment,
mm-hmm.
has arthritis in his knees and legs and everything else, and is on medicines that he can't even afford anymore.
How long would he be under review for at this stage, counsel?
Well, I'll say this to you, he could be under review for 3 months. The amount of information being sought again and things coming out, queries coming out about small details and so on and all the rest of it. Now, these are people that I have concern about because of the fact that I deal with the elderly as well. And I have had reason to, we'll say, suspect that it's just been delayed. For example, Greg, when I ring up about somebody and they tell you, ring back in about 15 days, that 15 days, if people realise what it represents 21 days because it's 3-5 working days per week.
And you've been contacting people in very serious situations that have been waiting for months on medical cards for their application to be reviewed. They're in serious pain, and you think these should be reviewed locally at the very least as a matter of urgency.
Well, I do think that, we'll say, the administrative system should be, even on a regional basis, which wouldn't be so difficult to deal with that, because there are places there where it could be dealt with.